From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama said Saturday that President-elect Donald Trump's new administration may not reject the international trade deals already in place.
The president-elect campaigned on looking at every trade policy and potentially reversing some of those policies. But once they look at how it's working, I think they'll determine that it's actually good both for the United States and our trading partners.
Speaking to youth at an event in Lima, Peru, where he's attending the Asia-Pacific Economic Corporation Summit, President Obama said Trump made promises during his campaign he might not keep when he takes over in early, and make that January the 20th. Trump told reporters on Saturday after meeting all day with prospective cabinet members that he was impressed with everyone he talked to.
Tremendous talent. We're seeing tremendous talent. People that, as I say, we will make America great again. These are really great people. These are really, really talented people. Yes, Marshall. We're doing this again tomorrow. Well, we think he's a great guy. I mean, he is some great man. We'll hear some things tomorrow, I think.
One of the people Trump met with Saturday was 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney, an outspoken critic of the president-elect during this year's campaign. Afterwards, Romney said that he and Trump discussed a wide range of national issues. Romney had been mentioned as a possible Secretary of State candidate, but no details were given by Mr. Trump. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. More than 1 month after the start of the battle for Mosul, the United Nations reports a marked increase in the number of people fleeing densely populated urban areas of the beleaguered Iraqi city. The United Nations reports a tripling of the number of displaced people over the past 2 weeks, from under 22,000 to nearly 60,000. UN humanitarian spokesman Jens Laerke says those fleeing the fighting face perilous journeys.
They face risks from direct and indirect fire, explosive remnants of war, that is, unexploded ammunition lying around, and improvised explosive devices, but also possible retaliation from ISIL. And we have heard also in the past that they are at severe risk of being used as human shields.
The United Nations warns as many as 1 million people could be in great danger from crossfire, snipers, improvised explosive devices, and other risk. South Korean prosecutors say they believe President Park Geun-hye conspired with a confidant who allegedly manipulated government affairs and bullied companies into giving millions of dollars to a foundation she controls. Park's associate was formally charged Sunday on suspicion of interfering with state affairs. Prosecutors are also preparing to question Park, which could happen in the next few days. The prosecution on Sunday also indicted two former presidential aides who allegedly conspired with Park's associate. On Saturday, police say more than 100,000 people turned out for the latest anti-Park protests in Seoul. Officials in India say a passenger train derailed early Sunday, killing at least 30 people, injuring more than 100 others in the northern part of the country. It was not immediately clear what caused the coaches to leave the tracks. Train accidents are common in India, with most accidents occurring due to human error or aging equipment. The International Space Station gained three new residents late Saturday, a Russian and a French astronaut, along with American Peggy Whitson, the oldest and most experienced woman to orbit the world. Whitson, who will celebrate her 57th birthday in February, has now become the oldest woman in space, adding to her long list of barrier-breaking records. The six-month mission should push her beyond 534 days in space, the U.S. record set in September by 58-year-old astronaut Jeffrey Williams. The three joined an American and two Russians at the orbiting lab. And the NASA Space Agency is celebrating what it says was a successful launch of the most advanced weather satellite ever on Saturday night. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.